You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Pockets.
Well, they died.
Yeah, out the pocket. Come and see Jason. The only faces.
It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. You can catch all the Eagles action at the official sports bar of your Philadelphia Eagles, Chickies and Pete's. 2:30 Tupac, 5:30 Creed, 3:30 Country. Yep. We got them all. Got them all.
Living down L.A. Wow.
So they died.
They died. We had California Love yesterday and to live and die in L.A. today. So, Jackie football, your thoughts after last night's game?
It's been a good 12 hours. So, here's my one thing, is that I think we're in the middle of the Jalen Hurts tailspin. I think it's already started. I think, you know, I could have said that this is the beginning of the end of Jalen in Philly, but I actually think we're right in the middle of it. I think that it has already started, and last night was one we're going to look back on, just like we look back at Carson in 2020 and say that that was one of those games where we knew. It's only we're in the process of this happening. But when he doesn't have the best defense, the best offensive line, the best running back, he's just not a guy that you can put the game on and say, go win it. And I actually thought last night, to the offensive coach's credit, I thought they were pretty creative. I thought they changed some things up. They did more crossing routes that everyone's been wanting. They did more motion. And you know what happened is Jalen showed the world why they cannot do that stuff. Why they have to run a simple offense. That is what he showed last night. So whether it's in the offseason or at the end of next year, I think we're in the middle of the Jalen Hurts tailspin. The Eagles don't have the guys back. Troy Aikman spent 3 hours crushing him. I mean, every little thing Jalen did wrong. Whereas a month ago, he was praising Jalen. I mean, for the Packers game, he was saying, he reminds me of me, you know? All of a sudden, within a month, and probably some production meetings, he's pointing out every little thing that he does wrong. They're setting it up. They're setting it up. And last night, I think the coaches showed the world why they have to run such a simple offense. Because he can't run the super complex stuff that people want. They want the McVay offense. Can't do it. Can't do it. And when you have the best talent around him, it's fine. But when it's not perfect, this is what you get. I was surprised by the turnovers last night. They were brutal. Could have been six if that one didn't get overturned. But also, AJ should have caught the ball. Disappointing effort. There's other issues here, of course. You know, the want to. but he's been the biggest issue, and last night was that issue coming to a head.
I only disagree with one part of what you said, and very good. I don't think he's been the biggest issue.
Well, what would you say?
And I've said that.
What do you think?
The biggest issue has been they can't run the football. I'm not saying he's not a problem,
right?
And he hasn't played well, but they won without the passing game being efficient.
Sure.
Like they actually literally won the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
That way.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'll give you that.
Yeah. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers with locations in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel. There's a Mark's Jewelers minutes from everywhere online at marks-jewelers.com. Would you bench Jalen at any point this season or ride it out? So what do you think the response is today?
I would say no.
Yeah, ride it out.
Yeah, ride it out.
What do you think the percentage is?
Well, today it's probably somewhere in those 60 to 30-something range. So let's go 66% say yes.
So it's 50. It's 60-40. 60% say ride it out. Okay. 40% say bench him.
Yeah.
Like, so to me, the issue touches on one of the things that Jack said about – like the beginning of the end, or however you phrased it, is they have to be right in both ways. So if you decide you move on, forget about the benching this year. I think that's dangerous, especially if you want to trade him. Like, I think you have a better chance of getting through this year, saving face a little bit, and then making a decision in the offseason.
And I think it would be, not to cut you off, but it would be categorically disrespectful to do it, considering what he's done,
yes,
in his time here,
yeah, and I don't think unless you know you're moving
this
on.
This guy's an Eagle, yes, great. He's going to be in your Hall of Fame and everything,
yep,
else.
Yes,
like you can just let him finish out the season, and if it's bad, it's bad. Then you make your decision.
Absolutely, 100%. So what I'm saying is not about right now; it's about the off season.
Yeah.
So you have to be right in two ways. If you decide to move on, you better be right, because you're moving on from a quarterback you know you have won with, a quarterback you know has been to two Super Bowls and won one. And in the case of Tanner McKee, you're making the decision to go with somebody who does not have a resume, right? You could have. Obviously, we saw what happened with Deshaun Watson. We saw what happened with Russell Wilson. But if you're going to go and make a decision about those guys, like those guys had resumes at the time, though neither one of them would have worked out. Mm-hmm. So that's the first thing you better be right about. The second thing, if you decide not to move on, you better be right this isn't the beginning of the end. Because sometimes with quarterbacks, like, it just goes and it never comes back. We saw it with Carson.
Yeah.
You know, Colin Kaepernick went from one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL to getting pulled for Blaine Gabbert.
Yep.
You know, and you could look at Kaepernick's numbers that year, and he had 16 touchdowns to 4 interceptions. He completed 60% of his passes, but they knew, I think it was Chip at the time, right? It was Chip Kelly at the time that was the quarterback, was the head coach of the Niners.
Because I was going to say, Harbaugh would have never done that, because he was Harbaugh's guy.
Right, because he benched Alex Smith to do it.
Yeah, so I'm glad you said that, because I didn't know who was the head coach.
Yeah, it was Chip.
Okay.
But
he was right.
Putting the political stuff aside,
sure. Yep.
I think it just went, and it never came back again. And if they decide to stay, that's why it's such a confounding decision to make. Because either way you go, there is danger. Believe it or not, I think there's danger in sticking with him if this is the beginning of the end. If he does not have the ability to fix what is wrong, if you don't have the ability to put the infrastructure around him to succeed, then you are setting yourself up for a season next year that could be a disaster.
Right.
If you do make the decision and the choice that you go with is not a good choice, then you just moved on from your franchise quarterback. So they better know, you know, whether it is stick with him, whether it's go away from him, they better know. I do not have a ton of faith in him moving forward, but also I love the idea of Tanner McKee, like all backup quarterbacks, but I don't know what the reality of Tanner McKee is.
And this roster is built to win now.
Yes.
You know, you're going to have to make some real decisions coming up here in the next year or two with some of these young players as to whether or not you're giving them long-term deals. Are you keeping guys like A.J., Smitty, Saquon at some point, right? The offensive line, I don't know how feasible it is to keep four offensive linemen that you pay nearly $20 million or more to all of them, or close somewhere around there. The financial scale is so heavily weighted towards the offense that your actual best young talent is on the defensive side of the ball.
Right.
What do you do about that moving forward?
Yeah, absolutely. And last thing on that is, even if they decide to move on from him, the Eagles need Nick Sirianni, Howie Roseman, Jeffrey Lurie, all need to have some self-reflection and a heart-to-heart about how the quarterback is treated in public by his teammates and by the organization if things aren't going well. Mm-hmm. Because going to the backup quarterback is a fun idea for everyone until that guy's not playing well.
Right.
And what we cannot see, because it shows you what can happen, teams are not going to survive when the quarterback of the franchise is undermined publicly, publicly by name, like mm-hmm. with AJ, or with leaks behind the scenes. Mm-hmm. It's just not how a healthy organization operates. Like the Kansas City Chiefs, who, you know, we thought we might be at one point, that season's falling apart. I don't hear anything.
Right.
I don't hear anything about Patrick Mahomes isn't the guy from them. I don't hear anything about Travis Kelce being over the hill from them. I don't hear anything about Andy Reid made a stupid decision to go for it on fourth down from them. Mm-hmm. They're falling apart with class. Mm-hmm. And like the way that this has been handled with Jalen. Again, not a Jalen defender here, but knowing that you just can't have a successful franchise and a successful season if you allow things to happen like this. You can't do it. Because then what happens when the next guy's not playing well?
And you got to anticipate stuff like this happening, and you have to anticipate how you're going to handle it.
Yes.
You just do. You don't win every year in the NFL. All these star quarterbacks go through rough spots. They don't all start to get leaks out about them and the players saying stuff and all of this. So we're the only ones who seemingly have drama around us when stuff like this happens.
Two quick comparisons. Buffalo, they had Stephon Diggs, who obviously didn't like Josh Allen. Mm-hmm. They decided that's our quarterback. We don't want that guy, even if he's talented. Yep. And the second thing, I don't think it's a total accident, is Tyreek Hill and Tua Tagovailoa. So Tua's not that good. Tyreek Hill is a fantastic talent. Tyreek Hill gets hurt, and it's not one-to-one, but all of a sudden, that football team, when no one's complaining
looks
publicly,
better, yeah.
when there's not a division within the locker room, all of a sudden, that team who can't score, you know, scoring 21 points a game, is now 6-7 and is in the playoff hunt and has won, I think, four straight games with a coach that everybody thought was dead meat just because you don't have that chaos happening in the locker room. This is a hard way to win when everybody in the locker room knows that you were around, you know, like when everybody in the locker room knows that the quarterback and the wide receiver dislike each other so much that they can't control this part of it, you know?
Yeah. And I was around for the beginning of that.
The beginning of it. Yes. Not the worst part.
I always say, I was hit with the good T.O.
Yeah. Yeah. Wouldn't have happened if you had stayed. All right. 215-592-9494. Mike in Plymouth. You're on WIP. Is that Plymouth meeting, Mike, or just Plymouth?
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
DSW. birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
It's Plymouth meeting. Yeah,
okay,
yeah,
all fault. Right.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
It's not your fault.
Listen, guys, just wanted to, everything that I wanted to talk about, like from your opening statement, is like everything that I wanted to say. So what I'll do is, I had another point, like exactly what you're saying about Jalen Hurts. If there's not perfection around him, he can't win. You made the statement earlier about, like, you know, he had chances to win, and it looked like he didn't give the effort, or, you know, the bad decisions with the interception, with, you know, on first down. Like, I'm not an NFL quarterback. I love football. I love the Eagles. But you don't make that throw, like, on first down. Now, what happened throughout the game? I know missed field goals, you know, turnovers, everything. All that being said, plays a part, you know, in the outcome of the game. But at the same time, the offense, you had the ball in your hands with the chance to win the game. And not even with a touchdown. You could have just, you didn't run the clock down. You didn't force San Diego to take a timeout. You threw two plays where you threw the ball twice. I would have ran the clock down where you wouldn't even
at least one run
time to get in field goal range. Do you agree?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yep.
That was
well, Spike, go ahead.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's idiotic.
It was idiotic. Like, but I'm saying is this, like, I think, like, you as a head coach, how do you do that? Like, you know, that's like it's like go football 1-on-1. There's no excuse for that. You can't do that. Like, you can't, you know, you got the game on. You're already in field goal range. You know, just go on the clock out. Sometimes it's like the best thing. You don't even need, like, in a game where you're playing from behind, so I don't even need no more points. I just can run the clock out, kick the field goal, and end the game. Run two plays, take a delay a game, go back 5 yards, kick the field goal, and end it. So that being said, with Jalen going forward, you know, can he win? You know, and I'm just going to make a point, and so I don't have much time, and you guys tell me what you think. Now, going forward, with you him saying he doesn't have perfection around him, he can't be that guy, or you said in your statement him not, you know, Herbert, hurt, this, that, running, he did kill them in the end. But Jalen, you're the superstar. You're the quarterback. Like, you know, you're supposed to make these plays, and like, you're not supposed to throw that interception. So going forward, you know, ride with him, but they should beat the Raiders, and if they beat the Raiders and they make a big deal, okay, they beat the Raiders, you know? And yesterday everybody was saying, like, oh, well, I mean, if it wasn't for this defense all year, the Eagles would probably not even be in first place, you know, with the Rams game, with the block field goals. You name me a game when this offense has put a consistent game together, a four-quarter game. I'm not saying you have to score 15, 20 points in every quarter, but when have they put a game where they have just put a game together as an offense? You know, they're not complimentary football.
Once or twice?
Giants and Vikings.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I don't want to pick.
No. It's cool, Mike. I appreciate the call. It's the Giants and the Vikings teams. Those are the two. The Giants was awesome. That was when we thought, you know, had 200-yard rushers. Jalen played well, and that was coming off the perfect quarterback rating game from Jalen. He brought it up. We were going to talk about it later. The decision at the end of the first half to throw the ball twice, like, you are already in easy field goal range at that point, 45-yard field goal range. All you have, your job at that point is to force the Chargers to use all their timeouts and get past the 2-minute warning.
Yes.
By throwing two incompletions, you do neither of those things. So now the Chargers have the 2-minute warning when they get the ball back, and they have one of their timeouts, and they have an offense which had only scored one touchdown. That offense.
Yeah, they only scored one touchdown last.
On the first drive.
Yep.
On the first drive. Everything else was, and Herbert fumbled and lost it once, fumbled it, didn't lose it another time because of his hand. He was pressured on 68% of his dropbacks, and you're talking about a drive they would have had where he would have had a drop back every single time because they wouldn't have had a timeout and they wouldn't have had the 2-minute warning.
And you
chose to throw, and that, even if you give me the throw to AJ because it was a great throw and he should have had it, what is the screen to Devontae Smith What they don't run wide receiver screens well anyway. So if your goal is just to get 4 yards or 3 yards or something, first of all, you're pulling your field goal kicker to the left hash instead of having it in the center, and you're risking both an interception and an incomplete pass.
Yeah.
Run the ball in the middle of the field.
Yeah.
Make them take their time out.
And that wide receiver screen, I don't know if it's worked all year.
It doesn't work. It never works.
We don't block well on the edges.
No.
I don't know. And we got a Jake Elliott problem.
Yeah, well, that's that
I don't really like to talk about the kicker, and I'm not going to sit here and blame him for losing the game. But my goodness, there's been times this year where he's put us in difficult situations where he didn't help the situation. He may have even caused more of an issue, like missing an extra point. So now you got to go for two instead of it being a tie game. Missing field goal kicks that indoors. Like, you got to make, like, Jake Elliott, you can't be part of the problem, bro, coming off of last year.
And
you didn't have a great year last year.
No. And we're talking about an era where field goal kickers have never been more dependable and better. Like, where a 60-yard field goal is not a gimme, but it's also not – it's what a 50-yard field goal used to be.
Yeah.
And that guy on that other team showed you, Dicker, that guy did every kick.
Should have kept.
I should have kept.
Dicker the kicker.
No, we won 2 Super Bowls with Jake.
Yeah.
Dicker could have done that.
Like, I don't know. Could he?
I don't know.
215-592.
No pressure in L.A.
215-592-9494. Dan in the Poconos. You're on WIP. What's up, Daniel?
Yeah, hi, how you doing? I'm a big Hurts fan, just to let you know up front.
Okay,
sorry to hear that.
Hurts is still good. You can't hear me? I'm sorry.
No, we can hear you.
No, we hear you loud and clear.
Yeah.
I thought Hurts is pretty good. I just think that, like you said, if he doesn't have a great offensive line and a good running game, he's just an average quarterback. So you see how good he does when he has a good offensive line and when he feels trust and faith that he can run and not have to worry about getting hit from behind or getting hit from the side because his offensive line was always there. Now he doesn't have that. So now he gets to the point where he gets rushed. I just think he tries too hard. He wants to win so bad. Yeah. And then trying to force the ball to AJ because AJ cries so much.
Daniel, I got to have an intervention with you here.
He wants it.
So this is me and you, man. We're together. We're not on the radio. It's just me and you. We're talking. It's like a therapy session. You think Jalen's problem is that he tries too hard?
I just think he wants to win so bad that he gets so does bad decisions because he just wants to win so bad.
Yeah.
And okay.
Pieces in front of him. How do you expect him to win?
Let's say that's correct in some psychotic world where he wants to win so badly he makes bad decisions. Is that the sort of guy that you want as your franchise quarterback?
Well,
a guy that can't handle
the team to make it better so he has better weapons so he doesn't.
Well, it's hard to do when he's making $51 million. This is what you do when you pay a quarterback that kind of money, is he's supposed to clear up some of your
better weapons.
Your flaws.
They have a $20 million they have the highest
highest
paid running back in the NFL. Look, no. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. Daniel, the reason he doesn't want to run isn't because he's scared of somebody from catching him from behind. It's because he doesn't want physical contact and he doesn't want the backup quarterback to get in there and look good. I don't know what to tell you. He hasn't run all year.
Well, thank you for your comments and I appreciate it. Thanks for letting me talk.
Oh, okay.
Very positive.
There you go.
He's a nice guy.
You bullied that poor guy.
I wasn't trying to bully him. I try to be nice to him. He isn't good because he's trying too hard. He wants to win too badly?
No, that doesn't sound right.
I'm sorry. And if that were the case, that is an actual flaw. That's an actual flaw. If you can't play well because you want to win so badly, that is also a problem.
I will say this.
Yeah.
Right? This is the thing with Jalen moving forward. The Eagles know what he is at the quarterback position.
Yes.
Physically. They understand that. I think that's why they put the team around him offensively that they have built around him. And they've done it not because they feel like he's capable of putting the team on his back. I think they've done it because they appreciated the intangibles he brought to the table as a quarterback and as a leader.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Moving forward, you're going to have to ask yourself, how much do you still believe in those intangibles? And do you want to move forward building a team around him, bringing in a coordinator that can coach around some of his deficiencies as a quarterback. Because I firmly believe this. He is what he is as a quarterback. He may get a little better in this area or that area, but physically he is what he is. Mentally, he is who he is as a quarterback. I don't think all of a sudden he's going to become this daring thrower over the middle of the field and trying to fit it into tight windows and all of those types of things. So from an organizational standpoint, you're going to have to say, do we want to continue moving forward with this?
Yeah.
And trying to build a team this way?
Can we do it?
Yeah, we love what we have with him as a quarterback, even the shortcomings. Now we got to figure out a way to build the team around him. And maybe that does mean, yeah, you're going to have to pay two wide receivers. But what you can't do is lessen the talent around him and then expect him to carry the team.
Because he's not that kind of player.
Yeah, it's just not what he is. I think the Eagles know that.
That they would have to.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. 215-592-9494. Reacting to last night's crushing Eagles loss to the Chargers in overtime. Coming up next, we will talk about a little bit of good news, or is it, with the Philadelphia Phillies.
Wow.
Wow, or is it? That is coming up next. We're at Cheeky's and Pete's in South Philly. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
FanDuel, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, is the number one sports book for same-game parlays. From points and rebounds to threes and assists, FanDuel is the best place to combine your favorite picks into a same-game parlay or track every stat live all in one easy-to-use app. And right now is the perfect time for you to join because new customers get $150 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. So bet on the players you love the way you want. Head to FanDuel.com/Ike to sign up today. FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NBA. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official sports book of 94 WIP.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers healthcare on day one for me and my kids. I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.